I mean, I have friends now. I'm like super popular, so it doesn't really matter.
You know what? You're tolerable. We're tolerable. Let's hang out.
Still talk to her. She's still my friend because her toddler had to go potty and I had a potty in my minivan.
No, I think this is off to a good start. I think we're going to do really well.
You know those great conversations you just don't want to end?
The ones that make you laugh or cry or just say, yeah, me too.
It's amazing how many of those happen when friends just have a minute to sit together.
This is Conversations at the Kitchen Table with Alamo City Moms Blog.
We'll talk parenting,
motherhood,
kids stuff,
real stuff,
hard stuff,
and fun stuff.
And we hope you'll feel like you just had a great conversation with friends.
Welcome to the table. There's always a seat for you.
This is episode one, and we're talking mom friends,
expectations,
how to make them,
where to find them,
how to use them responsibly,
and mostly that we're all just doing the best we can.
Here's who's at the table.
Amanda here. I have one, hashtag Hurricane Bibby. She started first grade this year.
I'm Erin. I have 3, 6, 4, and 16 months, and I'm riding the crazy train, but enjoying it.
I'm Lindsay. I have Jack, who is 8, Lucy, who will be 2 tomorrow because she is on the birthday train. Yeah, and then Barrett, who is 4 and highly jealous of said birthday train.
I'm Danielle. I have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and just turned 2-year-old who also loved his birthday.
I'm Megan. I have 3 kids, 7, 4, and almost 2. And we homeschool, so I spend way too much time with my children.
I'm Anna, and I'll hop in after Megan because I also homeschool. And at this point of the day, I'm absolutely feeling like way too much time with my one kid. But I also have another one, second one on the way. We'll be here in a couple months.
I'm Candace, and I don't homeschool because I don't like my kids enough. I have 6 of them.
It's true.
Our 6 kids that are 18 and 16 are triplets. Will be 12 on Saturday. And then we have James, who's 4, and I'm tired.
On that note, I'll jump in because this is Bridget, and I am also tired. I have 4 kids. 2 oldest are my stepkids. The oldest is Marshall's 15. Ellie is 12. Marielle is 2.5. And then the baby, Thomas, is 14 months.
Hey, I'm Janelle, mom of 2 boys, an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old.
The coolest part, I think, about all of us is obviously we're at different walks of life with different numbers of children and different ideas of how we raise them. But I think one of the things that obviously brings us all together and truly did bring us all together is our desire and need for mom friends. You know, why do we need mom friends? Because, I mean, it's a need. You know, as I meet more and more friends who are actually moms as well, I think it's really interesting to think about how our mom friends kind of create this wholeness in us and this idea of self-care and keeping us sane at times. My mom friends feed my soul because it's a piece of validation for me, not just as a mom though, but as a female and as somebody who's trying to balance life. And I just get so much comic relief and sounding board and emotional support from my female friends who are also moms.
I think the biggest thing for me is that it gives me someone who understands the shoes that I am standing in. And there's nothing like it. I try to like compare like, okay, here's what I'm going through. Here's what you're going through. But maybe we're not in the same place, but we are all truly in the same place in some ways.
We're all in the hot mess place.
I love it when moms are candid with me about that. Like there's a sweet spot in a relationship where I feel like starting out, you kind of make an effort to put your best face forward. But then at least pretty quickly for me, I'm just like, look, I'm a hot mess.
Don't you think it's funny how with mom friends, as with dating, you kind of have to sprinkle in that crazy? Like you can't come full frontal on the playground and be like, we're a hot mess. But it's like over the days and the weeks and the months and the minutes even, it's like, so here's a little more of my crazier. So let me tell you about this, about my family. And if you're cool with that, then like we can move on to like the next stage.
It's a second play date. So I thought I'd let you know that But it's true though, you know, and I think the reason that we want to do that is because you want to be authentic. I think that's a huge piece of this. And, you know, we've all basically talked about it. Like, we're looking for validation that our life is just as crazy as the next person's life. But we also, I think it's a good practice in kind of giving grace, because it's like, okay, we know we're not supposed to judge, but you bring out full frontal all your crazy and then like, ugh. Like, oh, I don't know that I want that in my life. Like, I got a lot of that already. So it's very similar to dating. And I think the interesting thing is that sometimes I think we assume that making friends is supposed to be easy and we're not supposed to try that hard because we're adults. We're not that honest with how much we need it in our life. But the truth is, when you approach somebody and you're friendly and you're authentic and just kind of real with who you are, it's so attractive. Like, I am so interested in you and like communicating and putting forth the effort, because it really is. There's so much effort that goes into that, because it's not just, let's just go grab a coffee. It's right. Okay.
And I don't have that, oh, let's have a play date with our kids together. And I'm going to need to have the friends whose kids my kids can play with. And that just seems to be such an extra hurdle that I have been, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to say, hey, we've hung out a couple times now. Can our kids be friends?
I think that's so much easier when the kids are really little. Like, when you have a baby and you can just tote your baby around, then, you know, your babies get along and they play. But as your kids get older, especially if you have kids with differences, that can be even harder too. If you have some kids, you know, that don't get along or aren't going to play together well. I find that a lot, that the really good mom friends that I have kids that are about the same ages as mine, probably the same gender, and our kids kind of get along, because otherwise we're spending the time we could have been chatting, you know, managing our kids. And that's not really what I want like a mom play date to be.
Well, and I think that's so hard, because think about it. You can't actually be 100% present to build that relationship when your kids are around. Like,
right. You're dating.
You can't. Right. You're thinking. Yeah. You're so watching, hectic. You're refereeing, you're making sure that your peanut child allergy doesn't somehow find peanuts, or you're making sure your runner doesn't sprint away, or you're keeping your bossy kid from like organizing a riot on the playground. I don't know. I feel like as an adult, you make friends in two ways. It's you decide that you're going to go ahead and be friends with your kid's friend's parents because they're already in your life. And you're just like, we're going to make this work. Or you find friends who are your friends first, who then just happen to either have kids or can tolerate your children. And it's like, where's that sweet, like in the Venn diagram of mom friends, where's that sweet spot in the middle?
I know. I want to know what it is.
Well, yeah. And like, so Bridget, with your kids, because they're in such different stages of life, that has to be its own challenge in itself.
It is. I feel like it's very disjointed. And like, as you're saying this about like the sweet spot, like I always feel like I'm on the outside looking in. Like, I always feel like all of you or everyone else has that magic friend group of like, it's just so natural, because you get to the point where the older ones are like, really, we have to go there Friday night. They're getting to the point where they want to hang out with their friends or play video games. They don't want to go to, you know, MoMax or something and, you know, watch a bunch of 3-year-olds run around. It's really hard. And I always feel like, exactly like you said, Amanda, like it's so hectic when you're trying to do, quote, a play date, and then you're trying to manage your kids, and you don't, you know, it's not fun anymore. But I feel like everyone else has that. So it makes me feel so much better that maybe nobody has it and everyone else thinks.
You know, that's the funny thing. Raise your hand if you think everyone else knows where the sweet spot is except for you. I mean, I feel like we all kind of assume that about other people. Let me share this little nugget that has helped me in my adulthood with friends, because I think I went into it, especially with my first, like, okay, I'm going to find my very, very best friend, but like mom friend, and we're going to do everything together and we are going to just, everything's going to be the same. And we're just going to go through this life together and our friends are going to be best friends. I have learned how to use my friends in the appropriate ways. Meaning, I have some friends that are awesome at meeting for lunch. They're great. And we spend an hour together and we laugh and we have a really good time and we high five and we're done. And we'll say in a month, like, hey, let's go have lunch. And that's really what it is. And for me to expect that person fill a different part, first of all, it's wasting my precious time. and expecting things from people that they aren't willing to do or able to do. And I think able is a big part of our lives right now. But then I have the friends where I can call and be a sounding board. Like, this doesn't feel right to me. What do you think about this? Or, you know, and I think, so it doesn't maybe sound great to say, how am I using my friends? But I think it's, what are they capable of in their life? What am I capable of giving? And letting that just be what it is, and having multiple friends that aren't absolutely everything, if that makes sense. I think that's the beautiful part of a mom friend, is that if you just let it be and you quit trying so hard to make it something that it maybe can't be, it just helps you feel like, okay, I'm getting what I need out of all of these things, because I can kind of piecemeal them together and have enjoyable relationships with a lot of different people.
And I like, Erin, that you're basically saying we need to manage our expectations, which I try to constantly
with everything, because I
reflect on my question. I'm like, my expectation is that I was going to find another best friend where our kids are always playing together and it's an automatic, you know, cousin type thing.
This is not Trader Joe's everything but the bagel seasoning, ladies. Mom friends are not everything but the bagel seasoning.
I think that brings up a really good point about how we can make sure that we're being good mom friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think as moms, we are so busy with our kids that sometimes we just maybe aren't the best as friends. And maybe that too is managing our expectations, making sure we know that we can't be all things to all people. So knowing—
We can't?
You know, we have all of these really great, wonderful ideas on how to facilitate friendships, but how do you get their number?
Right.
I think that's the piece about authenticity and being congruent with who you are and what you want, which are very different. Like, we pretend that we don't need it as bad as we— I mean, asking like, you rock, like, you made me laugh so hard today, I would love to hang out. And
then follow through.
But I think it's because, God bless Brene Brown, like, it's a vulnerability piece, right? And
absolutely,
we want our hard shell on just in case they don't want to be friends with us too. And so it prevents—
hardest shell ever here. It's just like,
we're going to crack it open. We want you. But it's allowing them to meet you in your crazy.
Yeah.
And the truth be told, really, and I mean, I've met some crazy, but the truth is, every single one of those people, when it's all said and done, would agree. Like, yeah, that's what I want too. Every single one of us, no matter what stage of life we're in, is like, I totally get that. I totally understand where you're at. And I can, you know, I can be that. Now, again, it goes back to what they're truly capable of. Some people aren't totally capable of what you need from them, and that's okay. But then you're just adjusting your expectations. But I think that's how you get there to what Amanda was talking about, is it's just a whole lot of real, like, over and over, just present yourself as who you are. But I surround myself with real people because of it.
But also making space for it.
Yeah.
Making space for that. It's hard. So we have a family that we eat dinner with maybe once a week. And people are like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing. How do you do that? You know how we do it? I send a text at 3:30 that says Alamo Cafe tonight, 5. That's how we do it. And now we're at the point where, like, we parent each other's children because we make the space and the time. And even if I don't feel like it, or even if we've had a long day or the commute home was terrible, that text goes out from one of us. And it's like, hey, dinner? Yes, we'll make the space. And our kids are close and we travel together. But I'll tell you something else. There's not a whole lot else we do together as a families.
Yeah, I need friends who I can— they'll text me and I can reply in like 5 or 6 days and no questions asked, we can pick up on the conversation, because that's reality and where mm-hmm. I am in my motherhood.
Well, and what I have found, you know, I have in finding mom friends that work, you really have to learn more about yourself and your comfort level, because what has destroyed friendships for me in the past, a couple years ago, we liked each other so much, and they came over and the boys destroyed my house, which, they're kids, right? Like, cool. And I'm kind of a clean freak. So, you know, I'm pretending that it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm so low maintenance. It's fine. Except for then when it's like, it's time to go. And she's like, our rule is, if it's your house, you clean it up. And I was like, geez, I lied to you. Like, I lied to you. I just can't, like, or they bring them over, like, totally sick. Like, we all have our things, right? Where it's like, oh, I think it's allergies. It's not allergies, dude. Your kid has a cold, I promise.
It's a fever.
It makes it, it's like a breakup. Like, oh, my God, it was going so well. Like, we were so close.
But let's talk about comfort zones for a second. I'm going to put Candace on the spot.
Because her girls.
Oh, I knew you were right now.
I know. Her girls just started middle school, and she started volunteering at school as a chronic non-volunteerer. And has
well, I've had kids in the school in the school in NAISD for 13 years. And this is my first time to volunteer. I'm a terrible mother.
First time pen.
But how many people have you run into that you never would have met otherwise? And how many of those people potentially could be friends? Now, they may not be like all the time friends, but we're at this stupid middle school awards that we have to sit next to, and I see you and I'm going to come sit next to you. And it feels good to have someone to sit next to, friend.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's stepping out of my comfort zone. And it's moms like that I've seen because I live across the street from an elementary school, but my kids didn't go there. So my whole neighborhood goes to this one elementary, but my kids went to a separate one. So my neighborhood is full of moms that know each other and they're all elementary friends. And now we're all going to the same middle school. So I joined the PTA.
Hey, guys.
Stepping out of my comfort zone has brought new friendships for sure.
Absolutely.
And yeah, some of them may blossom into great, you know, out of school friendships that we do stuff, and some may just be inside the walls of the school, and we need both of them. We need both those kinds of relationships. But getting out of your comfort zone, you'll meet some people. That's for sure. And I don't like getting out of my comfort zone.
Did y'all see, speaking of comfort zones again, somebody on social media, I don't know who it was, but it's somebody I follow who has a bajillion followers. She was like, walking through her neighborhood and she smiled and waved and the person like turned and like scurried into their garage. And she's like,
no,
I don't want to have a conversation with you. I'm just smiling and waving. And I feel like that is the like seed that is planted of a friendship, right? You smile and you wave. And it doesn't have to be like a smile wave and I'm going to have a conversation with you. It's just that like familiarity. And I just thought it was so funny because as much as we all want those friendships, have you, honestly, thinking about it, have you been the one who's scurried back into your garage? Because I know I have.
Oh,
I don't really have the energy to talk right now. And then I'm like, why don't I have more friends? Well, hello.
We have a new neighbor and she's like the nicest and she's my friend, but she's the nicest person. And I've lived here for 8 years. And she's like, oh, well, you know them down the street. I'm like, no, I genuinely don't. Like, I am not. I drive into my driveway. I close my garage. And I'm not an unfriendly person. I don't know any of my neighbors, and she does, and she's been here for 4 months.
I feel that way with Janelle. Janelle lives in the neighborhood next to me that knows everybody in my neighborhood. And she's like, oh, you know, so-and-so. And I'm like, I should probably, but I don't.
Well, so you're asking, has anyone did? I'm like, no, I've never like run away from anyone. But probably, I'm that person that will like strike up a conversation with a random person at HEB who looks like they're trying to find something. Like, hey, what are you looking for?
My biggest problem is that I don't really want to do the small talk. I either just really want to know you or I don't.
Yeah, I think it goes back to like managing your expectations and always assuming that the grass is greener on the other side. Like, I have convinced myself as a working mom that like the holy grail of this whole like mom friend and being like a good mom is if I could just make it to like story time on Friday. Like, if I could just be going to those Friday story times, like everything would be better. Like, that is what I have in my head. Like, I could just do that. Like, when they're a little bit older, when they're a little bit this or that, and then I have to tell myself like, okay, at some point that's a little bit ridiculous. Like, if I don't make it to story time again this Friday, then it's gonna be okay. So I need to figure out how to make do with what I have, make do with what you got.
Do what you can. But really, I think, you know, across the board, that's really what it comes down to. You need to figure out whether or not you're fulfilled in regards to, am I getting out of friendships what I need to feel better? And, you know, the way I gauge that with mom friends, if you leave a situation more stressed out, not because of your kids, but because of like having to balance this, it's just not worth it, you know? I mean, our time as moms is precious, and it's just better to fill it with good people. And it's that feeling we get when we're with somebody, you know? I mean, obviously we heard that when we were trying to find a partner, but I also think that it's just the same with friends at stage of life. And I think that it's just a feeling like when you can be yourself, and we all know what that is. We may not be able to describe it very well to others, but we know what that feels like. Then we kind of hit gold, and then you just kind of, you work around that, you know, and you.
And I think it's okay to remember that things change and needs change.
Yep.
And
constantly,
wherever you are in whatever season of life you're in, it's okay if it wasn't that way 6 months ago, and it's okay if it's not that way in 6 months again.
Yeah.
The one thing that's helped me in the last year, which I went from like zero mom friends to actually having maybe two people I could call, is I just show up, you know, for those people out there that are like, how does this happen? You know, I just show up. If someone invites me to do something, there have been so many times where I'm just drained. I don't think I can do it. And I show up, and it ends up being this memorable night that I laugh my butt off. And it's those sort of nights that just tell me, like, or days, or maybe meeting up friends in the library that you don't know very well, but, you know, you just want to go for it. Just show up, and it kind of just takes care of itself.
You know, I think that one of the hardest things about finding mom friends is that when I scroll through, I wake up at, you know, 6, scroll through my thing, and I just look at stuff, and I'm like, oh my gosh, all of these people have perfect lives. What am I doing wrong? And I know that's not realistic. The back of my mind knows, and social media makes it just look like life is perfect. And that's something that our generation has to figure out.
Communication beyond social media is so different now than like what our moms might have experienced. Like someone mentioned earlier, with texting somebody and you don't hear back for 6 days, and that's totally normal. And I know I've done that where I'll mentally respond, or maybe I read it and then my toddler responded, but then I've also been on another end of that where I text someone and I don't hear anything, and I kind of hear from them infrequently, and I start to question like, do I need to like aggressively try to be in their lives and show up, or like, you know, reach out to them? Or is this one of those things where, like, they're hoping it will fizzle out? And that's like a whole other minefield to kind of play. It's very different than like face-to-face conversations or over the phone conversations. Like texting is kind of hard to navigate.
That's really almost so bad with the social media. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, it's
Let's talk about concept of best friend. When you were 6, your best friend was the one who let you cut in line at the water fountain. When you're in middle school, your best friend is more of a confidant. They're weird in the same ways you're weird, because let's face it, everybody's awkward in middle school. In high school, a best friend is a different thing. In college, a best friend is a different thing. So what makes a friend a best?
I've given up on the idea of a best friend as an adult because I think, you know, I have so many areas of my life, and there isn't going to be just one person. Like when we're in middle school, but you're going through the exact same thing. And I think as moms, we're dealing with different things, just so many little facets. And honestly, I need a friend for all those different things. I have such limited capacity. So I just can't expect one person to fill all of that.
Like, I need one person who truly knows me, who like can come to my house when it's a mess, who can call and say, come over, I need you. That's what I would constitute as like my best friend.
I think it sounds like you're describing what I think of as a best friend, which is so intense to say this, but like unconditional love. And
yes.
When I think about friendships, if I just have one person that I can count on, then I'm really blessed. I mean, how much luckier can we get?
In regards to mom friends, I think that that puts a lot of pressure on us creating new friendships. This is like, if this isn't totally perfect, is it worth my time? And the answer is, yeah, it is worth your time.
Dude, I'm gonna chime in here. And y'all are gonna think I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding when I say that this will solve a lot of problems. You have to find the best portable bubble blower. and take it with you everywhere you go. Tara, you whip that sucker out, you have made a whole new world of friends. Moms will just flock to you like, what's up? You just carry a bubble blower? You're like, yeah, dog, bubble blower in my car. And you're a hit, and you have new friends. And the kids are entertained, and they're playing with each other, because who doesn't want to play with bubbles? So that's my advice tonight. Get yourself a bubble blower.
See, here we are. We go to Candace for fun. We go to Janelle for safety. Like, use your people. Use your people. All right, ladies. Thanks, besties.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us. We'd love for you to join us at the kitchen table for the next episode, which will be about how we stay sane and organized, or at least attempt the appearance of sanity and organization during the school year. Head to alamocitymomsblog.com/kitchen table and tell us how you manage school nights and mornings, or just to say hi. From our kitchen tables to yours, you got this.